This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you anyway?
Well, hello then.
So it's kind of a communal thing here. At the beginning of the show, if anybody has anything they'd like to throw in, I often like to throw in. Like, we have a call. John got one of those fake calls from the Belcher today.
Oh, very good. That'll play. Very nice.
And Rob said, if we have a moment, that we received a recording from a band, and he thinks they're really worth a shot.
Okay, very good.
I know we're not a music station.
All right, let's give it a listen.
This was emailed to us.
Okay.
To Rob.
Specifically to Rob.
Yeah.
Are those Sea Kyles in the background?
The song is called White Power.
White Power!
Oh.
White Power!
Oh, my.
The full title is White Power Before It Gets Too Late.
Does this have anything to do with the 88, that Klan number that Dale is
wearing? I believe so. I believe
on.
It was sent in reference to Dale Jr.'s new number.
Because wasn't there a group that had a song?
White Power! White Power! White Power!
It's only 24 seconds long, Robbie.
Is that really the length of the entire song?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have trouble getting airplay. At only 24 seconds.
They already got two spins on our show.
White Power! White Power!
This sounds like a live cut.
Maybe they could do a remix in concert.
Make a long, like, disco mix?
Something like that
anyway,
with a drum?
There you go. Glad to help you out, Robbie.
Thank
you. Your friends who have got a garage band together.
Shout out to all my homies.
Rob's pick to click today.
And, here we go. Something new from the Belcher that involves Rob A. Speedbump.
Hey, ooh.
In it's any
all,
second.
It's all about me.
I can
hello.
It is Rob.
Okay. John in White Plains. Fire away, John.
Bob? Hello?
Yes. Hello, John.
Hello? Oh, there we are. Can you hear me?
Quite well.
Oh, great. First, I want to welcome you back. Radio hasn't been the same since you took your, let's just call it a 10-minute hiatus in the scheme of things. Wait, let me turn off my radio. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
It's Grandpa Simpson.
He is calling that guy Bob Grant.
Oh. That's Bob Grant. That's what Bob Grant sounds like now.
Wow. Bob Grant, seriously, is about 100 years old, and they have just pulled him out of his coffin to go back on a station in New York.
I'm tired of being out of the business.
I'm sorry. I know I was told by your call screen and turn it off, but you know, I thought I knew better just there for a second. But my whole point is that people can argue this whole issue of this whatever he is, senator, congressman, they could argue the whole issue to death. He pled guilty to whatever charge he pled guilty to, which means what to the rest of us? You know, so he pled guilty to a lesser charge thinking, oh, this will all go away. And guess what? He played with men in a public toilet. Like, what is that? Like, he should, I would expect him to resign by morning, to be honest with you. But all these people that are trying to say it's a lifestyle choice or Bill Clinton did this or this guy did, there's nothing to do with it. He got caught. He pled guilty. And he hoped nobody would notice. It's like it's worse than, like, you know, Rob Spiewak murdering his wife and putting her in the basement and pretending she went on vacation.
Well, you're right. You're making a lot of sense.
You're right. You're wrong.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Joe.
Just a little shout out to Joe.
You're a goddamn genius.
Well, he is. That's true.
What did you put in those cookies?
Cinnamon.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Go.
Both the rebels experience the heat.
That's your man, Mike.
Who's that?
Dwayne Johnson.
Is that Dwayne?
That's Dwayne.
The Rock?
That's the clip from the movie where he's got the allergy to the cookie that the daughter that he didn't know exists made for him. And it makes him sound queer.
Yeah.
Want to hear it again?
Sure.
It's so good.
What did you put in those cookies?
Cinnamon.
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Go.
The rebel. Experience the heat.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. That was the joke.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I feel like sometimes I'm just surrounded by a whole lot of dumb people.
I only mentioned it because you thought that he was going to be a big major star.
I did. And I still cling to that small hope that maybe he'll be a big star someday.
Oh, this guy. Hi. Still good.
Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Why am I not tired of that yet?
Me either.
I still vomit before every show.
Well, join the club.
That guy's retarded.
Thank you. What do we like here?
Mommy boobies.
That's right. What do I like here?
Mommy boobies.
Where's the guy from the Sopranos?
Don and Mike. Dom and get your shine box.
All right. Phil.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Super Jock.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome
back to the show.
Welcome.
Willkommen.
Hi, Joe. All right, here we go. Don and Mike show, and it's SHI Thursday. Dirty word.
Yes, it is.
Use the initials. Spells poop. Sure, happy it's Thursday. And our phone number is just as it was yesterday at 877-365-3636. I will get my stuff out of the way right away, and then we'll begin the Inquisition.
Toot sweet.
Here we go. Because I want to get right to Mike, and I know everybody does.
What?
So,
I smell set up.
Oh, you couldn't leave that yesterday and not come back to it today.
We're not calling people back at home, are we?
What do you mean?
About that subject that I was on yesterday. We're not doing that thing where you're paying the callers again to call in and call me.
Oh, no, but...
You know how you've done that to me in the past where you actually have that bank of calls that you pay $20 each to call in and talk about me?
The service that you use.
Oh, the man cow service.
Yeah, the service. You're not using that service today.
All the ringers will be calling in shortly to say, hey, Mike, that story that you talked about yesterday, we didn't follow up on that.
Why are you giving the heads up to Joe today? What was the reason for that? You hit the hi, Joe. Is there any
no reason.
No reason?
No,
my really? Wife enjoys them.
No, really, no reason.
Oh, okay, nice. All right.
You know, why not shine a little spotlight on a piece of grass that never gets shined on.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering whether it was he was going to be spotlighted in some way at the front part of the show.
Every day.
No,
I was wondering whether he was going to be singled out or something like that.
No, I happened to park next to him today. I feel bad for him.
Shouting out.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Because I looked in his car.
See, I knew there was a reason.
He likes it.
Knew there was a reason.
I parked right next
to him. I knew I should ask that question.
I parked right next to him. I'm on the telephone.
What did you see in his car?
You know, it's like
I have never looked in his car.
You know, it's like it's like going to one of those to a waste disposal place.
Uh-huh.
It really, it's a landfill. It's a landfill inside a car.
So, did he have lots of crap in his car, or what?
Yeah, there's the usual. So there's like 25,000 cigarettes everywhere.
Right.
Then there are cans of various energy drinks.
Well, sure.
There are wrappers from food. There's one shoe without a partner. There's like a map that's been half opened and
I say bring
up.
That car down to the Smithsonian. That's what you should do.
Anyway,
absolutely.
He's so Joe.
He is Joe.
So hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
That's all. I just like to spotlight on those who need it once in a while.
The needy.
Yeah. But he needs it.
That's
there you.
You.
Go.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
He sure is. All right. Now, not to totally be anal, but today when I was coming in, that bus where those kids threw the food on me.
Yes.
The number of the bus, I had a number wrong. 05039er.
That's the serial number that's on the bus.
That's right. I want all of those kids arrested immediately.
Now, this is from your previous altercation.
2 weeks ago, Mike.
Nothing happened today.
No, but when I drove by today, I saw the same Tuffy's. Now I was in a different car today,
right?
But I saw the same Tuffy's hanging out the window, and you know, with their iPods and their phones and their backwards hats, and
right.
I was just waiting for them to throw food. They didn't do it today.
Okay,
but I stood there like a little old lady and wrote down the number on the bus.
I know it would straighten them out. What? Let's send them to a ghost town in New Mexico.
Let's call it. Oh. What was it called? Something City.
Nation.
Bonanza City.
Bonanza City.
Yeah, because that's not too touristy.
Let's make children cry and then film them.
That's right. And give them root beer and gum.
And give them candy.
Put it on TV.
And plus,
I did go to the end, though.
There was.
I did go to the bitter end of it. I was like watching the car wreck. I went to the bitter end of Kid Nation. And horrible. I'm going to go a step further. And I know everybody's going to hate me for saying this, but I might just take a peek next week.
No.
I might take a look. I know it's going to be canceled before. This is like those reality shows that get canceled before I get a chance.
Why do you hate children? I turned it on for one moment, and as soon as I saw like a Jeff Probst type guy, I thought, well, this is not what I ordered.
Jeff Probst meets Screech.
Yeah, but there was a
that's
guy.
Exactly what the guy looked like. The guy was like a combination of Jeff Probst and it wasn't Screech. It was somebody else. But there was something unsettling about the host, didn't you think?
Yes, and also I thought that being as the premise was that these brats were going to live and try to have their own civilization, that they were really going to do it. Not that they were going to have a Jeff Probst Screech guy there with a big gold star, and he was going to have them do the same stupid games like they do on Survivor.
I mean, it's beyond a Survivor ripoff. It's
color
totally,
water. Colored water.
And then, you know, just having – but I went back and forth with it and watched it till the end and was kind of like, there's been so much on in the reality genre that is crap that, you know.
Have you sent in Catherine Elizabeth's tape yet?
that's all I can
season
think of.
Two?
You know, because those kids are right in my daughter's
age.
Yeah,
they are.
And all I could think of was just the kind of parents that would just say, you know, hey, CBS executives, go ahead, take my kids.
They started recruiting. Go have fun.
There's a busload full of them on Montgomery County Public School bus.
050.
Number 05039. Mm-hmm. It's on Montrose Road every day about 2:30 p.m. right here in Rockville, Maryland. Right.
I like to root for the people that do those reality shows, the adults that might want to rat them out. Because I'd love to get the inside story, because you know a lot of stuff that went on in that reality show. Like the kids writing Blue Power on the door. You know that was prompted. You know they were cajoled.
Blue Power.
Blue Power, Rob. Blue Power.
All right, next on my agenda.
Yes?
My gal pal Jan is A-okay.
Well, good.
As it turns out, yesterday she called the show. She called not to be on the radio. She called during a commercial set, and I put her on the air because she called to tell me that Beth Ann McBride had sent me a birthday card to kid at her about being jealous, and then Rob or somebody picked up right away that she was a little loosey-goosey, and she'd mentioned that she'd been having some adult beverages.
Bloody Mary, specifically, I remember it.
Yeah, when I got home last night, she had a friend over, and there were about eight of those little tiny one-serving V8 cans that were out, and about half a bottle of vodka had been consumed.
That's a pretty good ratio right there.
So there was a little chick party going on yesterday afternoon, which is why that call went that way.
Right.
And when I got home, everybody had been cleared out, and she was just sitting on the couch and just kind of rubbing her temples a little bit. And I said, "How you doing?" And she said, I'm fine. I just got out of the shower. Not so loud."
Oh, so she had that dreaded early afternoon into the evening hangover. Oh.
Yeah, and I said, what brought on the celebration? And that's the next major piece of news. We have finally found out why my dog S's everywhere all the time.
Really?
Like he's a Pollock, the painter.
There's a reason?
It has to
I thought it was thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Yes, that too. But generally speaking, with any loud noise, like when the sirens at the beach went off.
Yeah.
That's right. Where he went crazy.
Right.
It's his medication. It's his arthritis meds.
Oh.
We never bothered to look on the bottle because with doggy meds, just like with human meds. Uh-huh.
They say the side effects?
It's got the thing right on the side of the bottle and it says can cause the following side effects. Like the first one is drowsiness. Then it is.
That's okay in a dog.
Yeah, and then it's something that doesn't apply to dogs. It's
do like, not operate heavy machinery.
Right.
No, it's like moodiness. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, well, how do you deal with dogs moody?
You know.
And above all, do not play poker. No poker playing while on this medication.
But then it says diarrhea, right? So we call the vet, and the vet says to us, like we should have known this all along, and who knows, perhaps they did tell us this a year or so ago when we put him on this med. Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so enthusiastically, yeah. This is a big side effect.
Yeah, because we're saying, like, you know, there's been times, even when there's not a thunderstorm, he'll crap all over the house.
I always feel sorry when the dogs get the people diseases, like arthritis or cancer or something like that. And so he's on this medication for arthritis.
Not anymore.
Gimps around. Well, now he's going to be, why don't you give him, like, Aleve or something like that? Like people medication, I guess that would kill him.
Yeah, so he's okay, and I hope that's okay.
He'll be limping, but he won't be pooping.
Anyway, that's what started the entire domino effect at my house yesterday. Was that Janet apparently thought that was good enough news when the vet called with that. That whoever was over, she said, well, hey, why don't we celebrate this good news?
I'm with her. I'm with her. You got to find reasons to celebrate.
And then I got one other one for you. That would be, I had mentioned yesterday about my I was stuck with my daughter about what to do about this whole thing with
the house,
you know, daddy with a house.
You find any clarity on that one?
Yeah, no, she is just great.
Good.
We chatted, and then after we chatted, you know, why is it it's easier to text sometimes than it is to speak?
Same reason it's easier to email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write a letter, sure.
I don't want to say what I call it. I mean, I don't know what your circumstances are, but I call it the coward's method of communicating.
Well, we had a pretty good conversation, and then like 2 seconds after we hung up the phone, I got the beep beep saying I had a text.
Uh-huh.
Right, so then she's just such a sweet girl, you know. It's dad.
That's you,
dad. Hope you don't think I'm ungrateful for all your help. Don't expect you to help me whenever I ask. I don't want money to change your view of me. Would have been a better decision for me not to have said anything. Sorry for a stupid lapse in judgment. I know we need to do things on our own. Since things are already weird, just tell me how much Josh owes for the phone so I can finish the budget.
Wow.
Thanks. I love you, Amy. What Good. A great kid, huh?
Very nice.
Good.
So.
Very aware.
That's it. I'm covered.
Yeah. I guess you dealt with it head on, it sounds like.
Yeah. We had a good conversation about
it. That's the way you should deal with that.
So, let me see. That clears my docket.
Yes.
Cool.
That clears my docket.
Yeah, what are you doing to me here? Come on, what's going on?
What do you mean, what am I doing
You're giving
to you
me
here?
The hairy eyeball. It clears your dog. You get dramatic pause. Well, are you talking about my thing from yesterday?
Yes, you should follow up on it at least. Well, we didn't follow up on it yesterday.
Well, I followed up on it, you know, at home, and, you know, I had a bit of an interesting evening last night.
Really?
And everything's cool. No, nothing.
Good.
Nothing
Good.
Other than, you know, everything's fine at home. Everything's Good. Wonderful. Everything's, you know, been taken care of. And I think... Finally, it is understood how I felt about you know, the whole thing on Monday, and it kind of threw me for a loop and got my week off to a kind of a rocky start.
Sure.
And I think that I'll be seeing this guy over the weekend, and we will chat about that. And I think that there's understanding on that end. And I don't think I could make my point any more clear. That's one thing that is certain. I
couldn't
make my point any more clear that the whole thing about. You know, breakfast in the morning, you know, just not right on any level. And I think what it was the comfort zone for, you know, the all of us getting, you know, it was such that perhaps that wasn't even processed on his part. However, I do think that she, you know, you look at her, she's a stunning woman. And so, I mean, I can understand
can we do a reset?
What's that?
Can we just do
a recap or a reset?
Yeah, that's just like just a reset.
Well, this came out of yesterday when I told the story about the fact that it was Carla's birthday on Monday, and her coworker, a guy that she has known for a long time, actually longer than me, you know, who they get along very well. They're very good friends. It is just a friend's relationship, nothing more than that. That he came over and he brings his dogs over, so he's got a key to the house. Came over Monday morning, even like before we were stirring, and made a little waffle for her, a little birthday waffle, like with a waffle maker. And because it was Monday, and because I felt territorial, and because I felt that was a step further than what I think a guy should do, because he is a guy, I was pissed off and kicked him out of the house. Didn't kick him out of the house, but I said, you know, this is my girlfriend. I might have said, get the F out of here. I might have said that.
The guy came to your house when you were sleeping,
mm-hmm.
opened the door, no matter how familiar he is with you.
I think he came over when I was awake. I mean, if we're going to be specific about it, I think he came over when I was awake. I was at the computer. It was about 7:30. No, he did
so
not.
So you came downstairs.
I came downstairs. The sound that I'm used to is him dropping off his dog. And then it was this lingering thing that I had heard with the dishes and stuff. And I said, and finally, I'm like, well, what the hell are the dog? My feeling was, what are the dogs doing down there? I go down in my underwear, and there he is, and I'm like, oh, geez, what are you doing? And then there was a thing where he was, like, looking for the dog's leash to take the dog for a walk on the birthday, and I said, hey, this is my girlfriend. What are you doing? I want to have the birthday morning. Get the F out. And it was very, very loud and very ugly and very tense. And but also on my girlfriend's end, very understood, which I thought was cool.
Good.
That's the only thing that would have made it uncool for me.
Right.
You know, that you know, do I think this is a nice guy? Yes. Do I think this is a situation that is a one-time deal based on what happened? Yes, I do. Do I like the fact that she understands what went down? Yeah, I like that, too.
I might find somebody else to walk my dog, though.
No, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's one. I think it's a one-shot deal, you know. And it's a, you know, the fact is there, you know, there are more things at play here than you know, than the fact that he comes over and walks the dog. They have a business together.
Don't you think it's creepy?
I can't. I'm not as all powerful as the Great Oz, where I can reach into her life and change, you know, her business partner. Well, that's how she makes her. You know,
hear me out for one sec.
Right.
Don't you think it's creepy though for the guy? Even if he's friends with Carla,
right.
And he's a coworker of Carla's,
right.
And he's, as you said, familiar enough, he has a key to your house and he will let the dog out or whatever. It's creepy that some guy comes over and makes breakfast for someone who is his friend.
Now let me see. What are you doing right now? Because what you're saying, I just told you what I did Monday morning. When I came downstairs, I'm telling you that I dealt with this situation, and I appreciate your support for me as far as talking about, you know, this situation. But I'm telling you why are you saying it to me as though, don't you think it's creepy? How do you think I reacted to it?
Well, because today oh boy. I was surprised you talked about it yesterday.
Right.
And because you brought it up yesterday, we really didn't have time. We were running late. It's just something that you'd say in conversation. It's like, even 2 or 3 days later, I don't care how familiar you are with that guy, it's got to be creepy that you come downstairs and there's some other guy in your house going through your stuff, making breakfast for your girlfriend while she's still in bed.
It's not creepy. It pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, it makes me.
One man's creepy is another man's pissed off. Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah, what I'm telling you is, I dealt with it, and you know, and we discussed it. And the fact is, you know, that's where it is right now. You know, and going any further than that is, you know, I don't have that power. I don't have that control.
You should You should ban them from being friends, Mike.
You can't do that.
Sure,
you know
can.
How that works.
Sure
you can't do that. You can't ban people from being friends.
Sure, you can.
You've never been able to succeed in that strategy, and we've both tried it over the years, and I can't. I wish I could. I really do. I wish I know. I don't wish I could. You know what? The fact is, I made my feelings known in no uncertain terms. I tell you, I don't have any regrets about that, and that's a good feeling too. Mm-hmm. I don't have any regrets in the way I handled the situation, you know. And I think that when I called you the other day, right in the middle of it, I don't have any regrets about that.
No, you were hot. You were hot then. You're much
calmer now. I've
calmed
down since that. Of course you. Well, I mean, if you stayed hot about that, I'm not hot about it anymore. I'm not.
Good. I mean,
you wouldn't be either. You know how things pass.
Here's the thing.
Like me. You get white hot, and then you calm right down.
But with guys,
you want me to get mad again?
No, I don't. What mad at me?
No, you want me to get mad at the situation?
No,
again?
No, no. We're just having a discussion here.
Okay.
Just in general. For instance, I'll throw myself out there as the example. Frida, as you know, had a lot of male friends, and I picked them off one at a time.
Right.
Made no bones about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you used to date that guy, or I think that guy likes you. Guess what? He ain't your friend anymore.
Well, see, that is the difference. And I want to say this as delicately as possible. There has never been a dating relationship or any. As a matter of fact, it's always been pretty clear to me because really, I mean, this is they were coworkers,
Mike,
and
I'm not,
friends
I'm not
at the beginning when they started working together.
I'm saying even with, okay, I'll move it to the modern, to the modern era.
Right.
There's a guy that Janet knew from her last job.
Right.
Who she was friends with.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They would go out to lunch, friend stuff.
Right.
And once she became my girlfriend and moved in, she said, I said, what are you doing? I'm going out to eat. I said, no. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, why? And I said, well, because. No. I said, what's the guy there? The guy's my friend. I said, pfft. Okay, right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But That's me.
But that's a former she's not working there anymore currently, right?
Not now, no.
Right. And they're not, you know, basically equal partners in the business, right?
No.
But, see, so that's a much different circumstance. For
no,
me.
No, no, I'm not. Listen, don't be defensive because I'm not saying. I'm saying I'm one way, you're another way. You're much cooler in this than I am. I mean, like, if I had my way.
I think you and I actually are similar in certain ways, different in the other ways. I mean, I think that, you know, I perhaps even overreact more than you would in certain circumstances. But in other ways, I do let, you know, I let the situation, you know, calm down. And, you know, you can't, I don't feel that I can reach into somebody's life and say no, nor would I want to at this particular time because I don't feel the threat level is code blue. But I did feel that that was just something that I was really, really unbelievably
is he hetero?
Uncomfortable. Yes.
He's
yes.
hetero.
Yeah.
You applauding that?
Yeah, Rob's applauding that.
I like normalcy, Don.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I, you know, I mean, I can't, you know.
I know it's dicey for you because you know, I understand
well,
what
also,
you're saying.
I mean, I'm going to probably see all the principals this this weekend. And,
okay,
you know,
well,
it's
here's
very, very uncomfortable.
I guess this would
I'm
be,
feeling extraordinarily uncomfortable
here's the thing,
right now.
I don't
can't
know
you
why,
tell?
I don't know why you would feel uncomfortable. Mm. From my vantage point, it's neither you nor your girlfriend.
No, I'm not feeling.
That,
I won't.
That
feel,
has a reason to feel uncomfortable.
Well, I wouldn't have felt uncomfortable until you know. Now I've got this thing that I'm dealing with here. So I mean, you know, now
we're talking about.
Yeah, you know how that works. I mean, you know, you do it a lot more than I do. I don't do it a lot, and so I've got that thing to deal with this weekend. So that's you know, I don't want to go so far with this that I lose the high ground on the overall situation. You know what I mean? That's what I want to make sure I maintain.
But if it is. I'll be just the devil's advocate. If it's a part of your life and you're going to see this guy this weekend, it's going to be something that's out there, who cares? I mean, if you're not going to defame him, and I know that you're not going to allow me to, mm-hmm. you didn't even like me calling him a tool yesterday, but if we're just talking.
Well, he's not. Mm-hmm. Well, you can have an opinion, but you don't know the guy. You know, I mean, that's.
No,
you know,
no, you're absolutely right.
I've had, you know, there have been a lot more positive situations than negative situations.
Okay.
You know, so I mean,
okay,
that's
gotcha.
You know, so I mean, I, you know, and that's the part where I really, it's almost an unfinished situation.
This
where,
just could be so juicy.
Well, what would you like to see in this?
I don't know.
With your concern over
murder.
This.
Murder.
What would you like to see?
Not
what would
murder,
you like to see?
Buzz. Not murder.
What would bring you joy in this situation? What
it's
would you,
not,
how
it's
would
not.
You like to see this? Now, as far as, and I'm talking seriously from a ratings standpoint. What would you, there you go.
Got me.
Got you there.
Okay.
how would you like to see
not
this
from a rating out? Standpoint. It does us no good from a rating standpoint.
I mean, it's been, here's the deal with this situation. The moment of drama has passed. The moment of high drama has passed. You're not dealing with a situation where there's any threat level as far as I'm concerned. So I've already dealt with this. And as a fact, and based on the fact that the only thing Carlos said to me, you know, was, you know, this is a friend. I don't understand. And when I explained it to her, she understood it very quickly. I believe that if the threat level was a significant one, then there might be more drama. But there, you know, there really is not at this particular time.
Okay.
And believe me, I'm, you know, I'm kind of aware of those situations. You know, I think everybody that's lived as long as I have, you know, you go through those situations where you get blindsided once in a while. And it's not like my eyes are totally closed. Because this is a guy, mm-hmm. but the fact is, you know, man.
There you go. Don't
you know,
forget that.
Let me tell you something. You know what I did? I did. I'm the wolf. I walked around, and I definitely, you know, made water on all of my territory on that Monday morning, and I did so in my underwear. And I'm sure, and I went back upstairs after that had happened, and I just jumped right out of bed. It's before I got my hair cut,
yeah.
And I went upstairs, and I looked at myself, and I looked like Professor Irwin Corey in blue boxer shorts. And I, you know, going mental, I am sure yeah. that was not an easy situation to see
That'll
for this guy.
Again.
It was, and, I, and the reaction that I got was white face. Out the door.
Now,
and then,
this now you want to know what I wanted. This is what we're. This is what we're wanting to hear.
Well, no, you see what you're. What I'm doing though is because after I did that, that's when the whole process started. Of you know, I know she's got to work with this person. I know that they are friends. I know that he's a friend of her family's. I know that's how. So that's when I came. But as far as mano y mano, I could not have made more clear. My feelings on the situation, yeah. And I was territorial, and for that I have no regrets. I am proud of that.
Not. You didn't do anything wrong.
I'm very, very proud of that. I'm very proud that it worked out that way.
So you're pretty
with
sure.
With that said, as an adult, though, I what did you say? Am I pretty sure of? Because I'm curious about that. So I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure that he's just not going to let himself in again sometime. And
can anyone ever be 100% sure of something?
You can
like
if you take the key. I mean,
yeah, I'll work on that one. That's a different situation because there isn't also an assistance type thing with life and pets and stuff like that. That I don't think he's in there. I think this happened one time, uh-huh. And I don't think I'm really concerned that it's going to happen again. Take the key. You want to take the key? Here, give me the key. Forbid you from. It's not my call.
Let's forget the fact that he made breakfast. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
What about this?
Yes.
What about one day? Where's Carla right now? At work?
Yeah. Probably. Okay. Just getting off of work.
Let's just say she's at work.
Right.
And it happens to be while you're at work.
Yeah.
And he says to her, "Hey, I got to run some errands. I'll be back in about an hour." And he goes over there and he starts rifling through the doors, drawers, doing the old sniffy sniff, and
I'll keep an eye out for that one.
You know,
yeah. I'll keep an eye out for
staking
that.
Out his territory. If you know what I mean?
Well, that's why I've got the teddy bears done.
Set up cameras.
That's why I've got the teddy. Well, I do, Buzz. They're teddy bears all over the house in strategic locations.
I would.
Yeah.
I am not essing you.
No,
I
believe the threat level from the workmen on a daily basis I take more seriously than anybody that she works with.
And you know, it might not be Carlos' stuff he's going through. He might have seen you in those boxers.
All right.
You know what? I got to get over and walk the dog.
Who wouldn't think I was Studley Mike?
How do you know that waffle wasn't for you?
That's true, Mike.
You might have made him feel very awkward.
I made him feel awkward.
Hello there. The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I heard you talking about your dog and the reaction to the arthritis medication.
Yes, honey.
And I had a similar situation with my dog, and it threw him into a full-blown case of colitis.
Well, you know, we heard all of that from the vet.
Yeah. Oh, right, what are you applauding? Colitis?
Colitis.
Yeah, okay.
But
Rob
this,
has that.
At this point, I just want him to just be happy and in control of his bowels. And
so will the first test be the next thunderstorm? Or the next loud sound if he doesn't go all over the place.
Yes, that will be the test.
Colitis is horrible. You should see me during a thunderstorm. Carrie almost divorced me.
You know what worked well for him?
What, honey?
Started him on a regimen of acupuncture and magnet therapy, and then slowly...
Right, okay. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
God. Pet cemetery.
Get some acupuncture for my dogs.
Use magnets to keep them outside.
Thanks for calling, Leona Helmsley.
Hypnotizing.
Give him lead paint.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
And magnets.
Mike.
Hey, hi there.
Hi there.
Hi. Mike, all the men in the world need you to go to that waffle iron and retrieve your balls and put a foot in this guy's ass.
Okay. All right. Well, I will. I'll create capital murder situation this weekend.
See? I think that's what Buzz had asked for originally, Mike.
Murder. But how did you say it, Buzz?
Murder.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Mike, could your anger have been fueled by possibly something that happened the night before, like maybe the Yankee-Oriole game? 1.5.
Well, no, my anger is really more severe today for that ass hat. And thanks for bringing it up.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Murder. Radio God.
That would make me commit murder.
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hey, cut to the chase. That guy's banging Miss Carla.
Okay. There we go.
Mike.
Victory accomplished. F you.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mission accomplished.
Hey, Radio God.
Hello.
I hadn't thought of that.
Hey, Mike. Did the guy walk into your room, like, carrying a hammer and say that he wanted to be baptized?
No, he did not.
Not the case.
No, he did not.
Not the case. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes, sir. I'm standing by.
This guy's no kin to you. Why in the hell do you have a key to your house?
What's that?
He's no kin to you. He's no kin to you. Why do you have a key to your house?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
He's no kin of
no
you.
No kin to
he's
me.
No,
right.
Mike, don't
I
you
just, I'm from New England. I don't understand what he just said.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
He said he ain't no kin of mine.
Well, no kin to me.
If he ain't no kin.
I don't get it.
He shouldn't have no key.
Get her done.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob, a good day.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, Don, I'm calling you about your dog. I've got a 10-year-old yellow lab,
uh-huh.
And he's got arthritis in his hips. What I give him every day is a glucosamine pill and two Buffer aspirin.
Uh-huh.
And the dog, in 10 days, your dog will feel great, and he won't have a diarrhea problem.
All right. Thank you, my friend. I mean, I want Clint to hang around. He's 12 years old now, so that is in dog years, you do the math. That's like B. Arthur roll.
Mm-hmm.
So he's way
grab life by the balls.
Way up there. Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if a girl came over to Mike's house and made him, you know, a waffle. What was his girlfriend's?
I asked Mike that yesterday. To be fair, I asked Mike that yesterday. I don't even remember what you said.
I said that happens usually every other week. An old girlfriend comes over and makes me, well, not waffles, just a variety of breakfast foods. Grits,
hats and
fried eggs. And as a matter of fact, the girl with the fried eggs, you know, has said, no, I said that's a similar situation. I not only took that to heart, I used that in my my argument when I was, and it wasn't an argument.
Right. But
I
used that in my quiver?
I used that in my quiver when I was talking about it to Carla. I said that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's a bullseye for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you guys are mentioning prison movies yesterday.
Even Mike would rather talk about this guy than have more prison movies.
Not really.
Not really.
Right.
Not really.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, when you kick said
I'm right here. I'm right here. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, when you kick the said guy out of the house, did you serve Carlos a breakfast and tell her it was from you?
That's the best call on this that I've heard. That is a brilliant idea. That's exactly what I should have done.
Hello.
But you know what? She would have known it wasn't from me. I don't have that level of creativity. I wouldn't have done that. And I'm not talking about the waffle. I'd throw together a waffle as good as anybody else. But, I would not have been able to decorate the
Hey, I think we all remember the Mike O'Mara birthday for the lovely ex when you brought up a Pop-Tart with a candle in it.
Yeah, I'm much like on the show, at home, I am equally thoughtless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kind of like that.
Hello.
Hi, can I introduce a talking point?
Yes, of course you can, sir.
Does this guy have a boyfriend?
No, this guy is, I've been out on double dates with this guy. I've been there when he's perfectly, he loves the ladies.
Okay.
I don't like your tone.
Okay. That was like UNG/K. Okay.
I'm thinking I should have the what's the in the movie Anchorman when he calls. I'd love to. This is John Sullivan.
John Sullivan. Mike's making that old time fighting.
I should have
right
that
now.
Standing by.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, in Reno, I ate your penis.
All right, thank you. We love International House of Pancakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a prison movie, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, no,
please, no.
Charged right.
Changed your mind yet, Mike?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Don and Mike Show.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, God.
See?
You people are relentless.
That's incredible that carried into today's show.
Let go.
I sure do miss him, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We all do.
Don.
Jim Varney.
Leave Mike alone.
Jim Varney.
Alone.
Oh, leave Mike alone.
Stop it. Leave
Jim Varney. I'm not even listening to this guy. I'm thinking about Jim Varney. He will be missed. You know, he started, and people around the country should be aware of the fact that he not start here
in they were syndicated commercials.
Were they syndicated commercials?
Yeah,
that
were saturated in Washington D.C.
Hey, Vern.
Yeah, he was the guy outside the window for a car dealership.
Ah.
And we had him on the show right when he was getting into really being
right
Ernest.
And I don't put up my tree until the entire family watches Ernest Saves Christmas. Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the time, if you could consider us fans, we were fans of his. He was like the get her done guy of his time.
And sure. It is one of the many, I would say, segments that did not go particularly well, where he came in.
That's why I mentioned it's a highlight for me of our career.
Did not really want to be Ernest, and we were very frustrated because we wanted all Ernest all the time.
And then
he
started talking in a Shakespearean accent. Mm-hmm.
He was just being, he chose not to be Ernest, and because of that, he was doing other voices when he wasn't paying any attention to us. And it was just, we were just disappointed.
We weren't
nearly as bitter as, if he'd been on the show and pulled that crap today, it would have been extremely ugly.
Murder.
It would have been, because we would have said, why aren't you doing, it would have resulted in murder.
Murder.
And as I recall, got lots of brain cells are burned between then and now, but he was slightly put off that we said, okay, well, if you're not going to be Vern, there's the door. See you later.
And that really, and we I thought in as polite a way as we could have, you know, we said, and it was a really brief segment. We're like, okay, we really don't want to talk to you, man.
He's like,
you're not doing what we want you to do.
But I'm here, and I'm here to discuss all things I'll want to do.
So, hey, because really the interview might have started something like, hey, Ernest, so what's going on? I'm Jim Varney. And then he was just silly Jim, didn't want to answer any of our questions. And you said something along the lines of, well, if you're not going to be Ernest, you know, I think we'll end the interview.
Very good. And then he just left.
That was it.
Just left.
Done.
And then he died.
He was no Fat Boys.
No, they were all. Oh, they came to play.
Fat Boys are great, I guess, man.
Fantastic. They took over the studio. It was great.
They took their limo to McDonald's, got us all food.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. One of them is dead, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
One or two.
Which one is it, Fat or Boy? There were three of them.
And Slim.
Is it Disorder or Lee?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
And every once in a while, I'll be listening to a Beach Boys best of compilation in my car, and I'll put it on scan, and that cut will come up where it's like wipe out with the Fat Boys and the Beach Boys.
Disorderlies, rated PG.
Makes me want to shoot myself.
I heard on the 80s station the other day their duet with Chubby Checker doing the twist, and that's the worst.
Kick it!
I think one of them died.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. I think the beatbox guy passed away.
And I think it had to do with sleeping on a couch.
Don't you have anything by the Fat Boys in our rock and roll library?
Oh, I've got the anthology. Let me go see what I'll play next.
Okay. Hello. Hello there.
What's up, Dynamite? Hey. Radio guys.
You're on the air. What's happening?
Could be Joe's brother.
Man lost his shoe.
The shoes in the back seat of your car.
Hey, Dynamite Show. Dynamite Show. Hello. What's up?
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen the new Batman trailer yet?
Yeah. I wish I could tell you I was excited.
That's what the Batman boat sits on.
The Bat trailer.
The Bat trailer. Thank you.
And now, by special request.
Oh, good.
The Beach Boys.
I love the Fat Boys.
Without Brian Wilson. It's Mike Love, I guess. Al Jardine. Probably Blackie Stamos.
Brian's face was on the 45 cover.
And they're doing that Fat Boys dance they did where their feet didn't leave the ground.
Yeah.
Good part coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, da 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 da.
Oh, I love that.
Right, stop that. It's silly, very silly indeed.
And before we close the Jim Varney chapter, you have to mention that he played Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies movie.
Oh, God, that's right.
Really, a bad way to go.
And that was a bad Jethro too. The Jethro was the guy from the Drew Carey Show.
Dietrich Bader. Is
horrible.
That his name?
That's it.
Yeah. And good. Granny was Cloris Leachman.
Hello. That's right. Don and Mike show. Their big young Frankenstein boobs. Or high anxiety boobs. High anxiety boobs.
From you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Stir crazy.
Oh, stop it.
Had it yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Howdy. What's up?
I was just, not that he needed my help, but I think you did the right thing, Mike, because I dated a girl one time, worked with this guy, and she said, oh, no, he's not into me. And as soon as we broke up, sure enough, he was hitting on her, and to the point where she had to quit the job.
Yeah, but the one difference is there is a long time before I came on the scene where there was no dating and anything like that going on. So that is, I had that going for me, which is nice. But, once again, stand by what I did. Glad that I did it. No regrets.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike. Sure, that man is lucky he's breathing today.
Damn right.
Hey, what'd you do with the waffle, Mike?
You know, I never ate it.
Did you eat it?
I was did say, not eat it.
Throw it in the sink?
Did you eat another man's waffle, Mike?
No, and neither did she.
That, you know what? Let's end the segment right there. That's it. Yeah. If she had eaten his waffle,
right,
that would have been blasphemy.
That's right. Came home that night, and the waffle was gone.
That's right.
Oh, well, it might have been in the refrigerator. God damn it, it was. Sorry. Love to end on a winning note, but no. I got to double. You know, I got to double check on the. You know what? During the break, they just for the last tipping on this, I'll give you the honest answer. I will double check on the waffle.
Did she save it?
I'll find out. It might still be in the refrigerator.
If she did, you have to ask her if it was for hunger or sentimental reasons.
I will. I will give you the straight skinny on that.
Back over it with your car.
Right. Was it decorated?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
How did he decorate it?
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you. I could tell you it was decorated.
I love you. I love you. I've always loved you. I've always loved you. I've always loved you. Please leave my. Please.
I'm just hoping it.
That is. And it was written real spastically, too.
You know, urgent.
Leave him. L-E-E-V-E.
Leave him.
Leave him. I love L-U-V.
I love you.
Written in his blood.
And then the word murder.
Now you're joining the party.
I can't help it.
Written in his blood.
It's too good a party to join.
I'll slit my wrist. You know. I love it. I don't care if Mike comes down.
Yeah. You can ride that high road for just too long, and then it's no fun anymore. You know, you got to join. I'll find out if that's still in the refrigerator. You know? And if it's still in the refrigerator, if I get permission, maybe I'll bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Please.
There you go.
Yeah. A giveaway. No. Give away the waffle.
Well, Joe Ardinger has a bulletin.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't? Okay, no, Joe does not have a bulletin for us.
Well,
hi, Joe.
I think I wasted all that emotion on him early in the show.
Thursday.
Share that with me during the break, Rob.
If it had been really good, he would have written it on a paper plate.
All right, we got to, as he did yesterday, we got to hit a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking to Michael Anthony, who's kind of in Van Halen.
Yeah, and we'll hear all the behind-the-scenes stuff,
right.
Maybe.
Him and Eddie and Wolfgang and everybody else. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.